Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
What's your overall assessment on how that 2023 was for the team?
Yeah, for the team, I mean, you know, I thought that it was overall a pretty solid year for us. You know, obviously we started out a little bit rockier than we would have wanted to. But, you know, like, this team was something special this year, you know, and just a sense of we could bounce back from anything, you know. And we had, you know, another stretch of the year where we had a couple rough games. And, you know, I felt like we did, you know, great as a team and as a collective, you know, to bounce back and get some wins, you know, and much needed points to, you know, put us where we needed to be in the table, you know, especially the off season. Of course, like, we would have loved, you know, to push further into the playoffs, you know, and win the cup. But, like, you know, that's what happens. It's part of the game. So, you know, obviously biggest thing's on to next year, you know, and just keep pushing. So
for you personally, did you expect to get maybe as much minutes with the first team in an MLS play and an Open Cup play as you heading into the season? Were you expecting that?
No, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? Of course, I was hoping, you know what I mean, and really, like, working as hard as I could, you know, to be able to get those minutes. But, you know, as the opportunity, you know, kept arising, you know, I didn't want to play for anybody else besides this club, you know what I mean? So it was awesome to get as many minutes as I did in as many games. And, you know, I learned so much this year that, you know, I didn't know before, you know. So it was a great year, you know, in that sense.
What's it like having a guy like Zach Matthews, a veteran in the league? He's been around for a while. What's it like having a guy like McMath as kind of maybe a mentor?
Yeah, no, it's awesome, you know, like, especially having that, like, just being a veteran, you know, kind of in the league and having that much more experience, you know, like, just the little things, you know. Tomas Gomez, too, you know, helped a lot just in training and just, like, just the little things, you know what I mean, and just making sure that, you know, if I was playing, we were all dialed in, you know, we knew what we needed to do before the game happened. And, you know, as a collective, like, you know, goalkeeper union, you know, it was great this year, so.
And I guess for you heading into 2024, what's kind of your, I guess, looking, it might be a little early, but what's kind of your goals heading into the 2024 season?
Yeah, of course, you know, like, this off season, just, you know, work on what I need to improve on, and then, you know, go into the year as strong as I can, and, you know, as fit as I can, and, you know, be ready to just try and compete. You know, that's the biggest thing. It's as long as I can compete and, you know, go out there and you know, try and play as many games as possible. So
awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for your time today.
Of course.
I'm just kind of curious to know, based on a question that Alex just asked as well. Zach, we talked to him yesterday kind of about his process of mentoring you, helping you kind of learn the ropes for the league and stuff.
Yeah.
He said, I'm only going to give him as much as he wants to learn, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious as to the kind of some of the things you've asked him about, how much you've asked him to kind of teach you and how much you've been able to learn from him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's definitely like the MLS environment is just different, you know, in the sense of like fans going away for games, like, you know, it's a whole different animal compared to, you know, playing with the Monarchs, you know. So him just being able to be there, you know what I mean, you know, even if it wasn't, even, you know, just saying anything, you know what I mean, but just like, hey, like, you know, what do you see when I'm out there, you know what I mean, or like, do you see anything, like, just, and even just watching him, you know what I mean, like, seeing how he's playing, or because obviously, you know, you play the same team, you know, later in the year, so just seeing how the game's going, just really trying to pay attention, you know what I mean, because obviously, you know, he's been successful in the league, and, you know, definitely somebody to, you know, look forward to, and, you know, training with every day and playing with, like, it's great. So
and then with the extended season, you've gotten a little bit more playing time. Has Pablo already talked to you kind of about a plan for next year? Do you think you'll have more playing time, and what do you think you need to do to be able to get there?
You know, of course, it's all up to me, you know what I mean, really, like, it's how hard I want to work and how hard I want to play, you know, how much I want to play. So you know, of course, like, I want to play next year, you know, and you know, play as much as I can. So biggest thing is just going in and working as hard as I can, and, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out, but that's the biggest thing.
And then lastly for me, how do you think your game is a little bit different from Zach's? I mean, I know you have a big background in basketball as well. Mm-hmm. You're a taller guy as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that works kind of to your advantage when playing goalkeeper?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in the team system, though, at the same time, like, we're all, you know, we're trying to play the same way, trying to win, you know what I mean? It's the game plan that comes into the game. So I wouldn't say that we're totally different, you know what I mean, in the sense of playing, but just like, I feel like, you know, some different things we might do different, you know what I mean, different techniques, you know, and that's just kind of like, you know, he's a little bit older than I am, you know, and the game's kind of changed a little bit, you know, so it's a little bit different for me, you know what I mean, just in the way that I've learned. So it's definitely, you know, good to look at both perspectives though, you know what I mean, and kind of learn off of him, and he may take something from me, you know, like it just, it's all different. So it's been good.
Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate
of course.
Gavin, real quick, last one from me. In recent years, this club has been really good at producing the younger goalkeepers, right? You had David Ochoa come up.
Yeah.
You have you, Blake Kelly, and Fernando Delgado in the offerings. What's it like to just come up in that kind of with a team who's been so successful at developing these young goalkeepers?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I mean, you know, knowing that you have another, you know, a good group around you to, you know, go train with every day and learn with, you know, like Mears has been great. Like, I mean, you know, I've been with him since the academy, you know, and just being able to, you know, kind of progress throughout the years, you know, and then Nacho this year, you know, it's been really good to just learn, you know, having good, you know, coaches and, you know, being able to teach you the right things, you know, and yeah, just being a part of a great group, you know, and knowing that, you know, if we all work, you know, we're all hoping to get to the same place at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So we all want each other to succeed. So it's
awesome.
Been great. Yeah.
Thanks,
Adam. Appreciate it. Thank you.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.